Sex Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Dive! 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 We're taking shots from above! Bank left! Bank right! Bank anywhere the hell you can except for Iraq! Because I don't know what the hell's going on in Iraq, but there's stuff going on over there, and there's stuff going on over there, and there's stuff going on over there, and what the hell that stuff over there is doing? It's like, that stuff is moving on its own, and it's like there's no sentient intelligence in that thing, but it's moving. So where the hell is it going? What the hell is it doing? Oh my god, is it possessed? Do you think there's possibly a possessed evil monkey brain thing living inside that mass of whatever the hell that is? Ooh, it could be. You know what? It could be a demonic force. Yeah, it could be Beelzebub coming back from some fiery pit of unknown depth and saying, hey, I got this little mass of disgusting stuff going that way, so I'm going to go ride with it. Ride the doom, people. Ride the doom. Hi, chat room. Hi, EW. Hi, everybody else.
It was not that.
It was. I talked to him later. That was my whole... I pre-recorded that like 30 minutes ago, and then I listened to it again, and I replayed it, and if... I don't... No. But yes, it is, because I talked to him.
Uh-uh.
He gave me some suggestions.
It was a devil monkey.
No, the devil monkey went that way. He ran away already.
He did?
Yes.
See, I'm disappointed. I've been waiting to meet this devil monkey, and nobody ever...
Oh, he's coming back. Don't you worry.
He is, when?
Yeah. He had to go fetch some cheeseburgers for Beelzebub.
Cheeseburger.
Yes, cheeseburger. I haven't had a cheeseburger in a while. Why do I want... I want a freaking cheeseburger now. This is what makes me sad about where I'm working at now. Because there's no good cheeseburger. Well, there is, but they're super expensive, and I don't really like super expensive gourmet cheeseburgers. It's like, why am I paying $15 for a cheeseburger?
Really? You know, what was the place that I saw... that they were selling a hamburger for $100.
That better have gold in it.
That was actually the very first comment I made. That thing better be made out of gold.
And it better have freaking awesome cheese and gosh darn it great onion rings to go on the side. And a cookie dessert with
Do
ice cream.
What turned me off, I mean, the hamburger looked decent, but what turned me off is they had this huge chunk of portobello mushroom on it.
I don't like those.
I'm not fond of them either, but the thing wasn't even cooked, so that really made it worse.
Yeah, I'm not even going to touch that either. I mean, mushrooms, bleh. That's what food eats. I eat food. Food can eat the other food that food eats, and that can food and feed its own feeding foody stuff. I'm eating meat.
Well, technically, you're a vegetarian. You eat the things that eat the veggies.
No, I'm a processed vegetarian. I eat what processes vegetable matter into good stuff, which is called meat.
Oh, I like that even better.
Yes. See? But I to keep the processed cheese to a minimum. Gotta go with cheddar. Cheddar is better.
Cheddar is good, yes.
Cheddar is better. And a little sharp cheddar, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So... we're back. I ain't talking about no truffles. I ain't... Jack's asking about truffles.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do truffles.
There was... Yes, Jack, there is actually one with truffles on it, too. I did see
Ew.
It. Yep.
Actually, you know what's really disgusting, but tasty as hell?
Hmm.
Chocolate on a cheeseburger.
Yeah. Okay, that's today's show, folks.
Yummy! Makes my belly very happy. Chocolate on my cheeseburger. But...
wow.
I've mentioned this before, and I'll mention it again. Dunking your French fries in ice cream. It's the only good thing with Wendy's nowadays, because I don't like them as much as they used to be.
Yeah, Wendy's French fries in the...
Frosties. Yum, 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 yum.
That's it, right there.
It's like, dude, I don't understand why it's such a tasty combination, but it just works.
It does. It really does.
It's freaky.
And you don't think of that. You really don't think of it from... you could try all the other combinations from the other restaurants, but no, it's not the same.
Mind you, also, dunking your cheeseburger in the ice cream works too.
I'll pass on that one.
But what I really like to dunk my cheeseburger in is chili. Mild chili, because I like Wendy's chili. It's mild.
Yeah, chili burgers are good. I do like chili burgers.
Chili burgers rock as well. But I think we finished enough with the foodie portion of tonight's show.
Already?
Mind you, I did say, be here or be dessert. So all those people who aren't here, I'm guessing they're going to be dessert.
Dessert.
Yeah. But we've gotten back into the hang of things, boys and girls. We watched a zombie movie this weekend. And it's a bad zombie movie. Which, surprisingly, because Danny Trejo's in it, is like, what a sec, why is... He's getting into all these weird, crappy movies now.
If it's because of his agent, which I do know and have talked to a couple of times, they're on this pay-or-play contract, and I think that's really hurting him.
Oh, I'm sure... I don't think he was at his top form in this movie. And really, his best movies are the Machete movies. But you know who else was in this movie? And this really made my last laugh my butt ox off.
Okay.
Mariel Hemingway.
Really?
LeVar Burton. French Stewart.
Okay, what's this movie now?
Rise of the Zombies.
It's going to have to make the list.
Yes. It was... And there's a couple of other people here. I've seen them in other stuff as well. I just don't remember the names and stuff. But the movie is not... It's hard to describe as being good or bad, because it's not good, but it's not bad. It's an amusing movie to watch. It's got some interesting concepts, some interesting ideas, and then it's got some really bad ones. Zombies don't swim. I'm sorry. What? There's a scene where zombies swim. That just blew me away. It's like, no. No, 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 no. No. However, one of my favorite scenes is the zombie baby. Spoiler alert to everyone who wants to actually watch this movie, because I have to say this one. This made me laugh my butt off even more. So they save the pregnant woman.
Right.
She then gets bit. Ugh! She's turned into a zombie. Save my baby! They kill her. They slice open her stomach and pull out the baby C-section-like.
Right.
Whoa, that's wicked. Then they're holding the baby, have a little cuddly moment. And then the girl says, oh my god, look, it's changing! Ah! Throws it on the ground and smashes its head in.
Oh, shoot.
Oh my god, that was brutal, but awesome. So... Okay. Yes, that was the zombie movie I watched this week. It's worth watching, like I said. Danny Trejo's acting in this was probably, what, I get paid here to be a knight? Yeah, okay, I'll do it. Kind of thing.
Well, how much time did he have on there?
About half an hour. Maybe about 20 minutes.
Huh.
I won't tell you what happens to him.
Yeah, well, I'm already got guesses.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. It's a zombie movie. You're a special guest star in a movie. I wonder what happens. The trees do him in.
Yeah, what can I say? It's on the list, though.
Yes, like I said, worth watching. It's amusing. It's fun. It's kind of, really? LeVar Burton's in a zombie movie?
Yeah, okay. That's what actually got my attention right there.
It's like, that's what one of the reasons I picked it up. It's because Danny Trejo. Okay, that catches my attention. It's like, wait, Mariel Hemingway? She was hot. She's hot in the old sense, too, but she used to be hot. Right. And then LeVar Burton's like, wait a sec, that's Geordi LaForge from Star Trek.
Yep.
What the hell? And then French Stewart was the geeky guy in Third Rock from the Sun.
Right, right.
And I was like, wait a second, him too? That was just a one weird combination of movies. Like, who booked all these people in this movie?
Well, they did it because they were trying for the marketing, I bet.
Well, I'm sure there's a number of angles going on there, and I'm sure all these people... I didn't even know Mariel Hemingway made movies anymore.
I'd have to look it up. I'd have to IMDb her. Because I want to say I thought she did do a couple, but...
I don't know. She's the main star.
Huh. Really?
Yep.
Huh.
And then we're going to go to number two movie this weekend.
Yeah, well, I'm still thinking on her. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. This was an unusual choice, too. This one is called Alien Uprising.
Why do I remember this movie?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Ah, yes.
Came out last year, 2012? No, 2012. 2012. No, last year. Whatever. Something like that. I was surprised at this movie. It's great story. The idea behind it is pretty awesome. They kind of beat themselves up a lot with repetitive commentary and social whatever they're trying to say on it. The whole social story that they want to throw at people and say, hey, look, people are stupid. And look how stupid people can be. It's like, well, that was kind of obvious right from the get-go. But Jean-Claude Van Damme is funny in this in a way that's not supposed to be funny. So he's only in the movie for about 15 minutes.
Oh, cool. Okay.
No problem. I didn't expect he would be in for the whole freaking movies, although they do kind of make it look like, yeah, it's all about Van. No, it's not. But they talk about him a lot in the movie. We have to get to George's place. We have to go and, oh yes, we should probably go to George's place. George is Van Damme. Who's this George guy? Oh, we can't talk about it, but we should go to his place. It's like, okay. And you get these little flashbacks of him. It's like, weird, odd, kind of weird, odd. But the fight scenes that he's in, they were probably not the coolest fight scenes in the movie. They had some really good fight scenes in this movie, and it wasn't him.
I'm actually shocked on that.
He's old, man. He's gotta be pushing the 50s. And it's like, well, you don't get those stretchy points anymore.
You saw the Expendables 2 when he was in that, right?
Yes. And he's going to be in Expendables 3, too.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and so was Mila Jovovich.
Did you see how
Jackie Chan.
His face looked?
He looked pained. Like he had to take a dump and he couldn't.
He looked horrible.
It's like, ah!
Did he look that same way in
no.
the...
No? He didn't exert himself as much as that. He has one little fight scene. He goes, it's like, boom. Oh, okay, we're running away. All right. That's about it. He speaks in a very thick French-type accent. It's like, okay, well, this is probably his normal talking language, but it's okay, I can pay attention and really... I got to listen to it now. Oh, it's funny. Keenan has a comment about LeVar in the Rise of the Zombie movies. LeVar plays a doctor who's trying to find a cure. So, kind of segues well with what you said there, bro. But back to Alien Uprising. So the idea is, basically, a couple people living in the middle of nowhere land in the UK, da-da-da-da. Hey, no power. What happened? I don't know. What happened? I don't know. Things are going. What's going on? Wake up next morning. Holy crap, look at this giant spaceship sitting in the sky right above there. Now what? Well, I don't know. We can't do nothing. Nobody's saying anything. What's going on? And then the whole alien invasion thing proceeds after that. The one chick they have in this movie, I believe her name is Bianca Brie. She's hot. I just got to tell you, she's hot.
Huh. I'm pulling it up now.
This is a fun movie. Both of these I picked up on Blu-ray during Boxing Day. They was on my $10 I'll buy that movie list.
Right.
Because I do that. That's how I like to buy movies.
All right. I'm bringing up her. She played Carrie. Yeah.
Wait, was she blonde or dark hair?
She's... Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
In the pictures I'm seeing, she's dark-haired. But in one of the pictures, she's kind of light-haired.
Well, yep, that's the girl. That's the right person. I had the right name. Very lovely smile. She's very picturesque. But she has an... Oh, fine. She was in another... Dude, she's been in a couple of Van Damme movies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that special? She actually fights Van Damme.
Oh,
she's been into kickboxing too. That would actually work. Keenan, yes.
It's his like daughter.
That. Huh? No,
is
I don't think it's
his daughter. Watching her father, martial artist Jean-Claude Van Damme. That's his daughter.
Diggity dog.
Bianca Brie is Van Damme's daughter.
She kicks his ass.
Yeah, I bet you I know why.
Gee, I think he's going light on her, huh?
Something like that.
Okay, to give you an idea of how well I like the one fight scene that's in the movie that's got nothing to do with either of them, the one guy kicks the other guy, and you see him actually connect with his head. You see the head ripple. Okay? In the making of, they show you the whole fight scene and how they're all leading up to it. I love watching that stuff. It's like, oh, yeah, look at it. He actually hits the guy. So they actually determined the only way we can make that shot work is if he hits the guy. And it's a serious full-on contact hit. It's like, dude, you get normal people who go in and not prepared and not psyched up and not ready for that kind of thing, you can give a concussion for that kind of hit.
Right.
See, that's just, I like that in this movie. But the CG in this movie, oh my god! I swear to, you know I'm doing some video editing and stuff, right?
Right.
So I'm looking at this movie and at one point I see zoom, 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 darting across the screen. It's like, why do I see wireframes? What? A wireframe is like the CG model that you create. It's like, oh, look, there's going to be a ship there. But it's got no freaking skin on it. So it doesn't look like a ship. It looks like a freaking model or whatever that's flying around like a clay model or whatever.
Right.
And it was like, okay, the CG on this movie is not the best.
Did you notice a gentleman by the name of Christopher Van Varenberg? I hope I said that name right.
Probably not. What character name did he play?
I had to go back and look. I just pulled up his information separately.
I did, however, notice Sean Pertwee in it.
Oh, okay.
And he's the son of John Pertwee, who was the third Doctor in Doctor Who. And Sean Pertwee is a fairly famous British actor in a bunch of action British movies. He's a really good actor. He played in a movie I liked, Dog Soldiers.
Okay, I apologize because he is not in the one that you're talking about. But
the hell?
Well, the only reason I brought it came up this way is because I was investigating the girl. And then yes. I noticed that she did a bunch of movies with Van Damme, which obviously father and daughter. Yeah, but there was another name that kept coming up in her alias as Van Varenberg.
No.
Yes.
Did not see.
If you look at her name, there is it's in parentheses. That is also, there's a son. His son is also in some of these movies that they're with. He just wasn't in that one, but he was in the other ones that she's listed in.
I have to throw a random thought at you right now. Because you started with it. Parenthetical!
There you go.
I love words like that.
Anywho. Alright, well, we'll get back right on track.
Good. Now, so that's my movies. You said you saw a movie this week. What'd you watch? What did you watch? That's a horrible movie. Don't watch that.
What, Parenthetical?
No, the movie that you're about to talk about.
I don't know. I would say you have to at least watch it once. It's the new Wesley Snipes movie, and it's called Gallow Walkers. It is a form of a zombie movie.
Well, being as the word gallows is about the, hey, let's hang him and string him up.
Yeah, they actually describe why, towards the end of the movie, they describe why it's called Gallow Walkers. But interesting fact is, when certain people die, they don't die. They actually come back, and in the beginning, there's a guy whose lips are actually sewed, and he talks. You know, you can see his mouth move as much as the sewing will let him. But he actually talks, and
he talks better than that.
Yeah, it was somewhat legible.
I don't like to talk like that because it makes my lips hum, and it's like, oh, I really don't like that vibrational effect.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like ants crawling across your face. It's like, stop that.
But I will say this has splatter effects in it, because there is a scene where he literally rips this guy's head and spine out.
Fun!
Yeah, you see a nice, wonderful splatter there. So there is some splatter, but not like full on fledged splatter, and you kind of got to watch it to see what I'm talking about. It is worth watching at least once. Draw your own conclusion, but it was interesting. I got to say, if you you like zombies and
I just got the name for why that's where that concept was stolen from.
Where?
Draugr. Draugr is the old Nordic zombie concept.
Oh, okay.
It's basically the unfinished dead. They come back and have to finish whatever vengeance thing or whatever, and then when they're done, they're dead.
Yeah, sadly, this wasn't that way.
Oh, okay.
They do explain it, but again, you have to watch it to understand it. I don't want, because if I explain it, it gives away a good portion of the movie, and I don't want to do that. But I will say, like I said, if you like the Western and you like the... Why did my screen just pop?
Pop goes the weasel. Wait, who's a weasel? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, but if you do like Westerns and you like the somewhat of a zombie effect, you'd love this because... Oh, there is a scene, spoiler alert here, this I can do. It won't give away much. There's a guy who basically has no face.
Ooh.
And he steals somebody else's. And, yeah.
They stole that from the Joker in Batman.
Sort of.
Jeez.
But there is, I think you will, when you watch it, there is a lot of things you'll sit back and say, oh my God, that's another film. And, okay. Oh my God, that's another film.
But, I'm going to throw this at you. And it's another Western with undead movie.
Okay.
The Quick and the Undead.
I have that on the list. I almost watched that.
Dude, that movie's like 4 years old.
Yep, I actually have that on the list, and I was looking at my list. And
by the way, it's not a great movie. It's an okay movie.
Yeah, but you told me I have to watch some of them once.
Oh, yes, you have to watch all of them.
I was going with the some of them. I can't win with the some of them.
Oh, no, you have to watch all of them. All of them! Did you know that according to IMDb, there are over 17,000 horror movies listed? Of all of the movie categories and subgenres listed on IMDb, horror movies rate the highest in quantity. Not necessarily quality, quantity.
I wonder why.
Bang for the buck, and I'm sure that there is a crap ton more people who are willing and interested in making a horror movie than there is in any other movie because of, oh, wait, we need a budget?
Yeah. What's a budget?
What's a budget? I got to tell you, one of my favorite movies still, pure, this has got no budget movies, is Thanksgiving.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Because it's bad, it's corny, and they knew that it was going to be when they started. And a quarter of the budget, $900 very specifically, or sorry, they said I think $919, was to pay for the porn star to be in the first 60 seconds of the movie so that they could show her boobs. Well, and they said that deliberately, that this is part of why we did this for this part of the movie, because we wanted to put on the front cover of the videotape DVD when it was released, boobs in the first 60 seconds. And they managed to pull that off.
You know, I got to tell Keenan, Twilight was a horror film.
Twilight was a horrible movie, and I haven't even seen it.
It was a horror film.
It was a paranormal romance. It does not qualify as horror.
No, it was horror.
No.
Because this one tree they thought was an actress this whole time. I don't know why.
What, you mean the plank board of wood?
That one, yeah.
She's not a tree. A tree would have more life than she did.
Oh, man. Well, there we go. Yes,
I'm just saying. I'm just saying many different things. I haven't even actually watched Twilight, but all the scenes that I've seen just from commercial is enough to make me not want to watch it.
Oh, you can't convince me to watch it.
All five of them.
You can't even pay me. Well, you could probably pay me money and I'll watch it just because I got the money. But doesn't mean I'm comprehending the whole thing.
Oh, I comprehended it quite fine right off the bat. Teen angst, vampire, pedophile. Okay.
Yeah, technically it is something like that because...
Precisely. She's underage even.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you message are you trying to send people here? That it's okay to hump a 300-year-old dead guy? Mind you, I'm fine with that, but...
I still like...
Not with her. She's like, Why would anybody fall in love with her? Oh, because she's just as dead as I am? Oh, okay, maybe. It's the only reason why I could see.
Pig's version of it all. You know, I mean, I like the Werepig's version of it all.
What?
Well, how's a vampire?
Oh, the, okay, we're, yep.
Dracula's Winky.
Dracula's Winky. I was trying to remember the name. Turtles Swim! Sorry, that was a... Nobody here is going to get the reference. That's fine! Not the end of the world. I'm sure y'all are going to have... Just giggle. That's fine. That's all that matters. Doom. Yeah. Doom. But, okay, we're going to spend a couple minutes on this.
Okay.
Have you seen the new Godzilla trailer that came out yesterday?
Yes, I did. I was going to wait to tell... Yes, I did. And
dude,
I
got... I got giggly flying's lunar up my side all the time. Every time I think about it, it's like, I'm going to watch that movie when it comes out. I'm going to go to the theater. I'm going to actually wait in line. I might even actually go and see it in the big ass thing with the thing with the cool and now sound and the chairs that shake and the rattle and the golden and it's like, I'm going to watch this movie when it comes out opening weekend. I think that's what I'm
going
to do.
You're going to be totally upset.
No, I'm not.
I saw the Godzilla.
Yeah, I know the Godzilla's different.
Way different.
No, not way different. Just a smaller snout, bigger body. It's still the same concept, though. They just changed the design of the creature to make it more lizard-like.
You know, it reminded me, the way they were talking, it reminded me of the Ferris Bueller's version.
That version does not exist.
Yeah.
But you're right. It is more similar in design and scope for the actual creature to that because it's also based on a much more lizard-like design. Yeah, and I'm fine with that. That's okay. It's a giant Godzilla movie.
I mean, if you listen to their storyline in just the trailer, you remember the nuclear testing on the islands? It wasn't. We were trying to destroy it.
Yeah.
It's like, so you're going back to the same storyline.
Similar storyline. But the Godzilla mythos, the greater Godzilla mythos, is that Godzilla is the protector of the Earth from all the other monsters and the aliens and every other space-born thing that's trying to destroy the Earth.
Now, I want to know, is the rumor true that there is a creature he is going to fight?
I've heard nothing that can corroborate or confirm. They're being very tight-lipped about it. I don't know. I'm sure that there is. Because it can't be a Godzilla. See, this is basically a... this is not, like the 2000 Godzilla, an American production version of Godzilla. This is actually a joint Toho production. So the people who actually created the Godzilla thing are involved with this as well. So it's not just a random piece of junk thrown together with a bunch of, hey, let's have a bunch of famous people in this movie. Like, there's only a couple of moderately... Okay, I know... Did you see the main guy who was always crying through the movie is Malcolm in the Middle's dad?
You know who? Yeah. He's also the guy from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, see, I haven't watched Breaking Bad.
I haven't either, but I recognize...
Wait a second, are you kidding me? Is that the main guy from Breaking Bad?
That's the main guy from Breaking Bad.
Crap, now I have to watch Breaking Bad. I don't have time to watch all these shows.
And it's the long... Well, I think that was a short series. I would think it was like a... maybe 3 or 4 years, but still.
Well, Breaking Bad, it's still playing.
No, it ended. They did the series finale, I think.
Oh, that's right. That was this year that it ended.
Yeah,
last year.
Series finale ever in any kind of program, so.
I don't know. Yeah, but the bobbleheads start coming out soon.
Yeah.
No, there's actually already some bobbleheads out already, but there's some new ones coming out soon. But
I'm waiting for them to release the monster, but I don't think they're going to release Godzilla, the new one, until the film actually hits.
Yeah, it's well. If they're smart, they'll keep the they'll keep building on the hype leading up towards. And it's supposed to be out in May, so I mean we've got 2 or 3 months of additional hype to put through. They've already started releasing some of the toys. Mm-hmm. That's in this month's previews catalog. There's some copies of the toys in there.
Speaking of which...
But they haven't released the monster yet.
Did you see the new preview for Transformers?
Not yet.
I did.
But we talked about that one already. We saw pictures already.
Dinobots.
Yes, I know it's going to be Dinobots. And this will probably be the first Transformer movie I like.
I can't wait. When I saw who is one of the T-Rexes, I was like, oh, yeah, I was excited because I didn't think they were going to show it. They did. They showed Optimus as a Dinobot.
Okay.
Oh, it's nice.
I'll take your word for it. In the meantime, it is time to roll the I Am Mezzozo, please.
Well, let's do that.
So that song was fast. I like that song.
Nasty.
Huh? It's not nasty.
That's just nasty.
What?
Your last comment.
Oh, the Three Shades of Green?
Yeah.
Oh, it's as Irish as I get. I'm not really... Well, I guess there's probably some Irish in me up there in the wee back, in the back, in the back, way back a couple of generations or so.
Yeah, Jack's right. Thanks for sharing that.
I'm a sharing kind of person because you know what? I'm a zombie, and we in the zombie community believe very strongly in sharing whatever we can. We have food, we share. We have diseases, we share. We have communicable issues of social dichotomies requiring constant effort to change and create a new world order. We share that too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Who's making a note for my bio? What? Nobody touch my biological mass. My biomass stays with me. Wait, except for the parts that I leave behind me when I walk away.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's going to be a trail of bio.
Not bile, bile. Biomass.
Well, that's what I said, bile. Not bile, bile.
Well, you get an accent there, bro. You sound like you said bile. Got to clarify for people here, man.
And this, you know, you're not the first person who's told me I have an accent.
Yeah, a wee bit of a one.
I don't know what kind of accent it is.
I'd be calling it Southern a wee bit.
Southern?
Southern a wee bit.
Well, let me change it up. By crikey, this is what we're going to do.
No, laddie, we're not going to do that. That crocodile's already had his somebody's thumb to rip his bum already.
Oh.
We're not going to be doing that, boy.
Oh, well.
No. That would be bad. Bad. So bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Well, can we sneak right up on the zombie?
Ha ha! Good luck with that. You know that zombies are psychic, right? We actually sense you coming. That's why we always know, turn around right now, nah, chop your face off.
That's not psychic. That's smell.
No, zombies can't smell.
See, I don't...
See, this is the thing. Zombies have no olfactory responses, no auditory responses, no visual responses. They are psychic. That's the thing. They can see it, but not see it.
Okay, let's go Walking Dead for a moment. If you notice in the first season, I'm going to use the first season because this would be the realistic point when they use this. Remember when they needed to walk out of the store and they covered themselves in zombie guts?
Yes, they put a barrier shield up.
Uh-huh.
It was a psychic barrier shield.
Thanks, Keenan.
Good luck with that, eh?
Yeah.
We don't all talk like that, eh? We don't actually say A, nor do we A, like, hey, hoser, take off, eh?
Have you listened to Joan? She does do the A.
She does, but she's also from Winnipeg.
There you go.
Sorry, she's from Winterpeg.
Yes.
They get minus 40 degree weather regularly during wintertime. It's like, that's fine, you guys keep it.
Good thing you're a little bit south of that, right?
Oh, I'm a wee bit south of that and a wee bit east of that. Sorry, a lot east of that. Dude, Winnipeg is about 3,000 kilometers away from here, which is about 2,000 miles.
So, if you are east of that and you're north of me, when it snows up there, is that a nor'eastern?
Yes. I don't know. The hell do I know about a nor'easter? I know it snows and it's blowing. Okay. Wait, I got to drive into work today? Put the snow tires on, Shinny, we're going to town!
Yes, he does say that, War Dog. He totally does.
I do not say a boot. I say a boot when I'm doing it on purpose.
I've heard you say it.
When I'm saying it on purpose. The word is about.
I think it's slipped out quite a few times. Yep.
I only say that with American people when I'm making fun of them.
Sure.
I don't go a boot a nothing.
Yeah, he has used kilometers, too. Well,
of course I've used kilometers. I'm Canadian. That's what we say.
Actually, he's actually had me try to figure out what miles equal to kilometers. And
1 mile equals 1.69 kilometers.
I don't do math.
That's fine. I do. A wee bit. Yes, I do use the words wee bit all the time. Snow is blowing. Not right now, though.
They want his lucky charms.
They cannot have me lucky charms. Me lucky charms stay in me pants is where they belong. Hey now, man, you guys all started this. I'm just playing along with this game here of called Interactive Radio Media Communications Environment. Bing.
Yes, it scares me.
It shouldn't. However, I want to give a shout out to something right now.
To something?
Yes. Magic Farmers Incorporated.
Ah, yes.
People, go watch Magic Farmers Incorporated. Watch our YouTube. Watch our Facebook. Do be part of the universe as it comes out soon. We put up our season finale this week, ending up with Drive-Thru Dorks. Fun little episode.
For a moment there, I thought William Shatner was on the line.
I don't know what you speak of. Oh, speaking of Shatner, if you have not already seen it, Google up Shatner doing, he has a CD of him covering spoken word versions of a bunch of popular songs. What was the video I saw recently? Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, Lord.
He was doing Bohemian Rhapsody. My God, that was freaking hilarious. If nothing else you watch tonight, check out Shatner, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I will try to get a picture for you and send it to you.
No, I don't want to see it.
Yes.
If it's got something to do with Lucky Charms and falling off, I don't want to know about it. We're going to roll over now onto this side of the equation, which is comic book land. Yay, comic book land. Because it is Wednesday, don't you know? And Wednesday is comic book day.
It is.
We're going to start off with issue number 5, which is the last issue in this series, Cataclysm, The Ultimates, Last Stand, with one of my favorite characters in the Marvel Universe, Galactus. Ooh. Fun, fun, fun. Now we have a new series called Tomb Raider. Oh, wait. That's not new. But this series is. This one is called Survivor's Guilt. Looks like Lara Croft is back up to her good old tricks again. Woohoo! And we have issue number 6 of my favorite series of all time, Army of Darkness versus Hack Slash. I was under the impression this was supposed to end at issue 5, but look, there's an issue 6. Yes. And here's a really, really cool cover on a new comic, George A. Romero's Empire of the Dead, issue number 2. I love this. Parental advisory. Not for kids! No kidding, yeah, really?
I wonder why.
Batman, The Dark Knight, issue number 28. Oh, okay, that's good. That's the beginning of Man-Bat. Yay. Oh, more Hack Slash and Army of Darkness, because, you know, I get all the covers. Another series, new one, which is a pure sci-fi, hey, alternate worlds and crazy sci-fi stuff, Black Science. Good book. I've read the first 3 issues on that. It's really neat. Judge Dredd, issue number 16. Judge Dredd is going on his fun-filled life still. I'm actually surprised that series is still doing good. Now we have Thunderbolts, number 22, with one of my favorite characters, Ghost Rider. I like Ghost Rider. He's got like a flaming skull. That's cool.
He's just a little hot-headed.
He's more than a little hot-headed. He's a lot hot-headed. Then we have the Uncanny Avengers, number 17, with Captain America and the rest of the Avengers crew. And what is this doing? Oh, yes, that's right. We're continuing the story with the Sentinels and the potential possible... Oh, they're going to blow up the world. Oh, wait. I'm not going to spin to the end right now because that looks like it's going to spoil things. Legends of Red Sonja. Good old-fashioned Red Sonja. I like her. And I don't know if you're all familiar with it or not, but Serenity, Firefly, for those of you who just watched the TV show, they have a new comic book series out too.
I actually saw that. That's funny you mentioned that, because I almost picked up a copy of it.
You should. It's not bad. Issue number 2 came out today. This series is continuing off where the movie left off. So now we got Zoe, Walsh's girlfriend, wife, however their relationship was defined in the series, is about ready to have a baby.
How come they didn't go on with that movie? I mean, they could have done more.
They could have, but the reason the movie was done was because they finally, everybody sat down and arranged and did everything. But ultimately speaking, after that, everything is tied up in rights. Fox doesn't want to let it go and do anything more. Joss Whedon owns rights to do certain parts of it. Fox owns certain parts of it. And unless they can both agree and do things together, it's never going to happen. But yeah. There's supposedly discussions on, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll find out.
Now, one of my favorite issues, comic books, Chew. Issue number 40. I'm really, really happy that they've been able to continue. Whoa, that's a lot of chickens. I'm really, really happy that they've been able to carry this series through. It's quirky, it's weird, it's neat. It's about eating things. Of course it appeals to a zombie.
Ooh.
I didn't do it.
I just remembered something else that's coming back, but go with your comics.
Okay. Elephant Men. This is a series I bring in for one of my customers. It's a neat little series about far future people, wars, and guess what? Instead of actually fighting their wars, they created a series of species of half-human, half-actually kind of mostly just animals re-engineered to be human-ish. And they've finished the wars, and now what do these people do that are released back into society? And we've got the new series of Wolverine. Wolverine is no longer, got the mutant healing factor way the hell up there, and doesn't have his claws anymore. And we have the Superior Spider-Man, part 2 of Goblin Nation. It's gotten much better now that they're about ready to kill the series off. Oh, by the way, Amazing Spider-Man is coming back, people. I called that. Godzilla, Rulers of the Earth. Yeah. Love that series. And Deadpool. Oh, and more Army of Darkness / And we've got a new issue of a new comic. I have not read it yet. Don't know anything about it, but the cover is awesome. And the spoiler page that they released as a preview. Oh, my goodness. Just happens to be page 3 in the book. Called Revenge. It's nasty.
Revenge?
Yeah. Revenge.
It's based nasty. Is it a series or...?
Just a new comic book series and not related to anything specifically. Then we have Walking Dead number 122, continuing on the All Out War story arc. Satellite Sam. This is just an odd comic book, but it's one of the strangest comic books that I've ever picked up because there are no superheroes, there are no monsters, there is no weird stuff in it except for the fact that it's a detective story. And that's unusual for me. Guardians of the Galaxy. Woohoo! Death Sentence. I just love the cover work on that. And then Wolverine Origins 2. Origins 2 is a sequel series, not the actual issue number. Although, mind you, it is issue number 3. And that's our comic book for today. Sly Stallone's ex-wife. Yeah, Bridget, what's her face?
Nielsen.
Nielsen, not the one. Yeah, she was cute. I know as Red Sonja. I liked her in that movie.
Yeah,
but going back, what did you want to say? You had a memory, you had a thought, Engram, you had a pattern of particular persecutiveness that you wanted to throw out there.
Yeah, there was a show that ended. It was a TV series that ended a few years ago.
Babylon 5?
Called Heroes. You remember?
I've heard of it. Oh wait, no, I've seen it.
It was interesting. And there were some slow shows and some that were really good.
My favorite character is and always will be Siler.
Siler was, except for the end. You know, they switched
it up. I didn't see the last season. I got that on Blu-ray. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. Yeah, well, I was disappointed how the entire series ended, but...
Yeah.
For those Heroes fans, there's news.
Yeah.
2015 Heroes Reborn.
Yeah, I think it's going to die before it happens.
I'm seeing some things actually that Entertainment Weekly actually has a headline that reads Heroes Reborn. We are never, ever getting back together, probably. So, I don't know, but I mean, if they're already announcing it, they've already got trailers, they're paying for the trailers to actually air. There's a possibility it's coming. So, I mean, everything's leaning towards it. I'm just curious who's going to be in it this time.
Yeah. They're picking the right time to come back. However, I think it's going to be on the trailing edge of it, and it's going to lose interest quickly because there's going to be too many other movies and projects out already. I mean, we've got Marvel, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There'll probably be another half dozen animated series has come out. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a Deadpool action adventure Showtime type thing that comes out soon as well. Yes, and by the way, somebody's talking about the Red Sonja movie. That was supposed to come out. Robert Rodriguez owns the rights to do the movie. Rose McGowan was supposed to be Sonja, but we don't know if that's ever going to happen. That was originally... announced being done 2 years ago, so I want to see it, I don't know. It
should have been out already.
Well, no, they said that they put it on hold because they were working on other projects.
Oh, okay.
So he owns the he's got the movie rights, I think, for another 3 years or whatever before to put it out. And if he doesn't do a movie within that time period, somebody else can suck it up and do it.
Okay, this just confirmed something that I knew I said was coming. I told you this when I was watching it. Okay, the TV series Arrow, which is the Green Arrow story, they're introducing reintroducing characters.
Of course.
Which we knew was was coming anyway.
They're going the Smallville route.
Sort of.
They are. Totally going the Smallville route.
Not according to this. Well, I just found that one of the characters that they just introduced, sort of, because he hasn't been his real character yet. They just showed the before the accident character, the Flash. is going to be a TV series very soon.
Yes, but you see, this is the thing. This is why it's like the Smallville series. One of the reasons that Smallville has always been the way it is it's not Superman. And the reason for that is because of the rights.
Well, I mean,
licensing issues.
Don't get me started on the Smallville, because, like I said, the very last episode is when he puts the outfit on and it's and you're just like, what?
Yeah. I mean, they did that on purpose. They left that like that because they didn't want to deal with the I'm sorry, I had to respond to something in the chat room. Smallville left it that way deliberately because they did not want to go to Superman. They did not want to be Lois and Clark. Hey, look, Superman. They wanted to be all about stories on the different sides of things and everything else. And I think that's what Arrow is trying to do as well. They're not trying to be the traditional Green Arrow, Oliver Queen, and Black Canary, and all this other stuff that the comic books are. They're trying to make it a character that stands on its own, in its own universe, with its own concepts and everything else going on. I read some of the comic book that they released as a result to the show as a tie-in sort of thing. And I was like, okay, I get it. It's supposed to be a darker version of Green Arrow, but I wasn't really buying into it. By the way, Keenan is saying that, The Flash has already been a TV show. I know it has. I have the box set right up there.
I remember watching it.
But it was corny.
Well, here Entertainment Weekly is saying that Heroes Reborn doesn't have to sweat the business of protecting or evangelizing corporate asset characters like The Flash or S.H.I.E.L.D.
Exactly, because they can introduce their own characters.
But it says it could be an ongoing Watchmen for an era that loves watching superheroes.
Yeah. No, I could totally buy into a Heroes TV show. I mean, the best time for it to reboot now would be right now. Because this is the leading edge of all of the superhero craziness that's going on TV and movie and stuff. The Guardians of the Galaxy.
I can't wait.
I can't wait for that to come out, and I really, really want it to do well, and I really, really want it to be a well-done movie. Because that opens the door for all the thousands of other characters that Marvel has that are not quite ready for prime time characters. We can have like movies on, say, I'm trying to randomly think of one that I like, that is Deathlok. Oh wait, that's in the works. One of my favorite characters of all time in the Marvel Universe. We can have hopefully we can have a new Man-Thing movie. We can have even a new Howard the Duck movie.
You know,
that would be awesome.
I'm actually really surprised with the reboots of all these movies they've been doing. I'm really surprised there hasn't been a reboot of Howard the Duck.
Well, Howard the Duck was a miserable failure flop when it came out, the first one.
Yeah.
But it could be done so well. Quack Foo! Because it's just so funny as a concept. And it's like, okay, if they were to produce Howard the Duck as the zombie Army of Darkness storyline in the comic books, it's like, I would camp out to watch that movie.
Hmm. All right, from your mouth to the producer's ears.
Yeah, they're probably not going to listen to me. However, I did see a movie a little while ago called Swamp Thing. No, not Swamp Thing. Man-Thing. They did make a Man-Thing movie a little while ago that was predominantly a horror movie, which was perfect for a genre as far as I was concerned, but it was a little on the lower budget level. They could have put in a little bit more money and actually made a much better movie, but it was still not a bad movie and worth watching. I think everybody should watch it. I'm really looking forward to the potential that they're saying in their third wave of Marvel movies, an Inhumans movie. That would be stellar and awesome.
Yeah.
Because that would build on whatever the Guardians of the Galaxy brings to it as far as the whole, oh, look, universe, big galaxy, lots of races all over the place, yeah! And then humans, and they're just like, cool. Of course, Wardog, I was going to say Deathlok. It's my favorite character.
Okay, yeah. See, Hellion's right. At least it had Lea Thompson in it.
She was cute. I liked her.
Yeah. Now, Deathlok, I was actually surprised they introduced him in this last episode of...
I haven't seen it yet. Don't say nothing. No.
I'm not telling you anything.
You just told me something. You said they introduced him.
Well, you told me it was coming before I saw the episode.
But you did say something.
Yeah, you told me what you already confirmed a few episodes back. But, I mean, I didn't know. I wasn't... I thought a different name, different character, which happened to be not Marvel, but DC. So,
what the guys in the Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show, is his name Luther Manning?
No, it was Michael. I can't remember Michael's last name.
Okay, so then they just pick a different guy to be Deathlok. All right. That's fine. That doesn't bother me in the least.
I can see the guy totally becoming it, especially what they've done. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying especially what they've done to this point. So
Yeah. I'd like to see them do a live-action version of Lady Death.
Ooh.
That would be awesome. There is an animated movie.
Yeah.
Ooh, Adrian Barbeau was awesome in Swamp Thing. Kind of corny, but still awesome. all of the comic book movies I would love to watch. I don't know. They are talking about doing a Chew movie too, so that comes out, I will watch that too. They're working on a Deadpool movie, I know this. There's a bunch of other...
Is the same guy who played Deadpool in the X-Men movie, is that going to be the same guy as Deadpool?
Not sure. He's got the right mouth for it. Right. As long as they don't make him Weapon 11 like they did at the end of the Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
Because that was horrible. What they did with Deadpool and that was horrible. That just didn't work.
Well, technically he couldn't. Well...
No, technically they could sew his lips shut.
No, I meant because he was decapitated in there.
Well, technically he heals from that as far as Deadpool is concerned as a character.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Because
things that they've done to him as a character, they have buried him in the ground and let him, hey, he come back to after the 3,000 years, they dug him up and he's like, yeah, he's still in there. Crap. They shot him into the sun. Oh, it came back. They decapitated him and cut him up into little bits and threw him all over the place and, well, they all came back together again.
Yeah, that's the thing about Deadpool.
It's a crazy character.
It's kind of an interesting character. It's like the Michael Myers or Jason. You know, you can run as far as you want to, and he's walking slowly, but no matter how far you go, he's still right behind you.
Like a bad smell.
Right?
Yeah. Like a stain that just won't go away from your shoe.
I want a realistic horror movie. You know, because everybody's like, okay, you know there might be a serial killer behind that door. Why the heck are you going in that door?
Yeah, and then everybody who runs away and runs up the stairs is like, okay, you just trapped yourself.
Yeah.
Or everybody who runs out into the open street, okay, look, car, smash.
Yeah.
Wait, you got the Ouija board out. Oh, yes, because the ghosts all love those, don't they?
Yeah.
That was my favorite thing in Paranormal Activity, the first one. It's like, okay, dumb.
I'm not. You know how bad I think about that movie. It was the worst dollar I ever spent.
Oh, you spent an actual dollar on it?
Well, I rented it for a buck. Yeah.
Huh. I didn't. I borrowed it from someone.
Speaking of which, you know what's coming up next, don't you?
I'm thinking Free Cake Night.
No, the cake's a lie. Trust the pie.
Never trust the pie. The pie is always a lie.
No.
Yes, cake is always cool and tasty to my belly.
You're telling me a coconut cream pie is...
Ew.
Not... Really?
Yeah, really. Coconut cream just never going in my belly at all, ever.
How about a chocolate?
Chocolate pie I will eat, but that is the only pie I will eat.
Yeah, because we started the chocolate conversation. I knew chocolate was where to go.
Anything chocolate, as long as it's chocolate, milk chocolate, chocolate, or any other kind of chocolate that's not a weird, freaky kind of, oh, it's mocha. My God. I'm not a huge fan of that fancy, weird crap, but I love pure milk chocolate or regular chocolate. Swiss chocolate is good.
Chocolate mousse pie. I actually had that recently, and wow.
Okay. So who'd you got coming up on the free pie night?
Well, I have coming up the man of the hour, Jeffrey Charles. He is ripping up the airwaves here in San Antonio, burning the stages.
He's burning the stages?
Yeah.
Well, I might watch that.
You'll have to tune in to find out.
Oh, my goodness. But there's real fire.
Next hour.
Oh, there's more fire in the next hour.
Coming up next.
Okay. Awesome. Wonderful. Fun times to come up on the EW Free Pie Night show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I think I'm going to say thanks for everybody in the chat room and on the extended wavelines of everything else, everywhere else, place coming to play with us and like talk and be and have happy monkey fun time things going on. And EW, thanks for showing up again.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, all y'all have fun and enjoy and have a pleasant evening. Come back again next week.
Good night.
Good night.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.